First, we're in the midst of Wisconsin's worst flu season in years, and public health officials are doing everything they can to stop the spread of the disease. In order to do that, they need all of the help they can get, and that's where our next guest comes in.
WisContext recently reported on an intricate disease tracking network that's been built up over time in Wisconsin, one that tracks the prevalence of influenza cases around the state.
The result is a statewide picture of the flu, what strains are affecting communities, and a look at how well flu vaccines are working. And the same lab tracks national trends for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Pete Schultz is director of the Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene's Communicable Disease Division. Pete, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to speak to you.
Well, tell us a little more about the work your division is doing and the goals of the work.
One of the things, I'm at the Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene, so we're Wisconsin State Public Health Laboratory. We deal with a lot of public health issues, and at this time of the year, one of the key things that we're involved with is doing laboratory diagnosis of influenza to support outbreak response and to support influenza surveillance efforts, both in the state and at the national level.
And that was interesting to me. You're responsible for the state, but because of money from the CDC, you're also one of, as I understand it, three agencies around the country that's tracking a whole bunch of states.
Yeah, our primary focus is doing our laboratory efforts to support our Division of Health. We're actually a part of the University of Wisconsin-Madison administratively, but we support our state health department by statute. So our real focus and efforts go to carrying out that mission. However, we have had the opportunity to apply for funding to essentially become a reference laboratory in support of the CDC, and we're one of three such laboratories. They're called National Influenza Reference Centers. The other labs are in New York and California. And basically, we're providing expanded capacity for CDC to serve other states, to serve other state public health laboratories, and take a little burden off of the CDC doing some of the more routine and initial characterization of influenza so that CDC can really be focusing their efforts on much higher level testing and also supporting their mission, which is actually a global mission.
And Pete, when I open my mail, given my job, I'm getting books from publishers, I'm getting press releases. You're getting this time of year the flu, right? People are sending you the flu.
Yeah, we are. We are getting we get a lot of specimens. Now, again, we get specimens from throughout the state in support of outbreak response in long-term care facilities or schools. But we also get specimens from many other clinical laboratories within the state who do their own measure of influenza testing. And then we do further characterization of those specimens and send those specimens on to CDC for even more characterization. The other thing we do is not only get specimens from throughout the state, but there's probably about 45 to 48 other clinical laboratories associated with hospitals and so on who do influenza testing. So we're able to gather their data on a weekly basis. And these laboratories are scattered throughout the state, so we really get a good picture from the laboratory perspective of what viruses are out there. We do the further characterization on them and the level of testing that they're doing. So we get a good idea of how much flu is out about the state and exactly what influenza viruses are circulating.
Yeah, that's one of the things you're looking at with the flu virus. There's all these different strains of flu. We don't know coming into a flu season which one we're going to see. That's, I guess, a big part of what you're doing there, right?
It is. On an annual basis, I mean, the major reasons we're doing what we're doing is we're trying to characterize the influenza season as it progresses. And this year is shaping up to be historic in its scope. We also look for novel influenza viruses that may have come from an animal source that could be a harbinger for a pandemic of influenza. And we haven't seen those. We're really focused on the seasonal influenza. And then actually the testing we do here helps with CDC's characterization of these viruses so that they can go on and make the decisions essentially for next year's vaccine. And then we also monitor these viruses. Right now we're relying heavily on the use of antivirals in those people who are sick with influenza. So we do the characterization to make sure that those antivirals are still effective. And so far, fortunately, this season, there are. So this is a good season where right now we've predominantly had the influenza A H3 strain, which is causing all the major outbreak here. But there's another another influenza A, the H1, as well as influenza B, which are also now beginning to circulate. So we're really experiencing the worst effects from the H3 virus, but we have to pay attention to those other viruses now that may come a little later in the season and extend our influenza season well into the spring.
We're talking to Pete Schultz from the Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene, looking at a flu testing analysis and then what we do with that data. And Pete, let's talk about that. You're not just doing this for the heck of it. What kind of data goes back out to, say, healthcare providers so they can know what they're in for?
Right. What we do now, we work closely with the epidemiologists at the State Division of Health, and they're monitoring illness in the community in terms of the number of people who are showing up at clinics with influenza-like illness. They're monitoring hospitalizations and also pediatric deaths. So they're really looking at the numbers of sick people. What we're doing to complement that is by analyzing these specimens and collecting these other laboratory data, we're able to see what viruses are circulating in the state that are causing this illness, the relative magnitude or number of these, the number of specimens are being tested, and how many of those specimens are positive, which is a good indicator of, you know, where we are in the flu season. And then, as I mentioned, so we give the virologic picture that kind of correlates with what they're seeing, the illness they're seeing in the community. And the other thing we do, there's a lot of other viruses circulating. So if it's not influenza, it's very useful to know what other viruses are circulating and perhaps making these people sick. So we take our particular data set and we share that with Division of Health so they can kind of correlate to the clinical picture they're seeing in the community. And we do this by posting it on our website. We send reports to them on a weekly basis. We're in essentially daily contact with them. And we also share these data and this information with clinicians around the state and also the clinical laboratories who kind of help populate that database so that they're aware of what's going on in their communities as well.
And Pete, I understand you're concerned about funding for efforts like yours and others around the state and the country. Where do things stand right now?
Well, right now, and I think, there have been a number of press reports now with the different budget submissions at the national level that indicate there could be substantial cuts to the CDC. In terms of influenza surveillance around the country and in our state and local levels, it all begins and is driven and directed by the CDC. And they provide funding ultimately provide funding to help support these efforts, not only for influenza, but for other diseases of public health importance. So there, some of the money that's allocated to CDC actually funnels its way down to the state and to the local levels. Furthermore, serving as a national influenza reference center, that's funding we get directly from the CDC to help them carry out their mission to do this national surveillance. So if CDC's funding gets threatened, not only will our capability to serve as a national influenza reference center be compromised, because I can't use state dollars to do that, our ability to do the level of surveillance we do in the state will be equally compromised. And that data that I'm able to get out to Division of Health or to clinicians around the state, I would fear that we would have to kind of ramp back on that, and that would not be a good thing.
And Pete, you mentioned earlier this is a historic flu season. How does it compare to seasons past? It's, as I understand it, it's not maybe the worst we've ever seen.
Well, looking at it again, following mainly the CDC's party line here, from my perspective in my laboratory, we're as busy this season as we've ever been, with the pandemic in 2009 being the clear exception. Because at that time when the pandemic occurred, we were the only one of the only testing facilities in the state to be able to handle that particular virus, especially when it first emerged. But beyond that, it's looking like the busiest, as busy a season in my laboratory as we've ever had. Now, when you look at the CDC's data and public health data in general, looking at the level of illness in the communities, all the parameters that are being measured, number of people presenting to primary care, people being hospitalized, pediatric deaths, are now approaching some of the highest levels since those types of data have been assembled. And CDC has articulated that in the cases of like hospitalization and so on, they're approaching the levels we saw during the 2009 pandemic. And the last really severe year that we had, which would be 2014-2015, it's looking like we're pushing past that. And we have yet to reach our peak this season. So from a historical perspective, this is certainly turning out to be one of the most severe years we, the global public health community, have seen, and certainly one of the worst I've seen as being a director in this laboratory.
I'll let you get back to work then, Pete. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to do it. Always glad to help.
That was Pete Schultz, director of the Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene's Communicable Disease Division. He joined us to talk about efforts to track the flu in Wisconsin and beyond. For more on this story and other aspects of the flu in Wisconsin, head on over to wiscontext.org.